Well, our last Bible reading this morning is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. And this is where we're going to concentrate. We've read from John and Matthew to give us the setting. But let's read Mark chapter 6 and verses 14 to 29. And we start to read on page 677 in our church Bibles. Page 677, Mark chapter 6, verse 14, which is near the very top of the right-hand column. Now King Herod heard of Jesus, for his name had become well known. And Herod said, John the Baptist is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. Others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is the prophet, or like one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, he said, this is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Because John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Therefore Herodias held it against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Then an opportune day came when Herod on his birthday gave a feast for his nobles, the high officers and the chief men of Galilee. And when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, ask me whatever you want and I will give it to you. He also swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half my kingdom. So she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Immediately she came in with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry. Yet because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in prison, brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took away his corpse and laid it in a tomb. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. Now, there are two main characters in that reading this morning. A king, Herod, sometimes called Herod Antipas, sometimes called Herod the Tetrarch. King Herod, it's the same person. And John the Baptist. And in Mark's Gospel, we have already met John the Baptist. In fact, in the very opening verses of Mark's Gospel, where Mark says, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then he quotes a prophecy of someone who will go before the Messiah comes, the forerunner of Jesus. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John came, John the Baptist came, baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. But now John the Baptist is languishing in prison. He's been in prison for about a year. And during that period of imprisonment, John the Baptist has been through some tremendous spiritual struggles. That's why I read from Matthew chapter 11 and those verses that describe some of those doubts and fears that arose within John the Baptist's heart. Matthew 11 verse 2, when John the Baptist had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Now, John the Baptist didn't have any mistaken ideas about his own identity. When people came to him and asked him, who are you? Are you Elijah? No. Are you the great prophet who has been promised? No. Are you the Messiah? No. John the Baptist said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And then when people came to John the Baptist and said, look, everyone is running after Jesus. Aren't you jealous? What about you? John the Baptist said, Jesus, he must increase, but I must decrease. So John the Baptist was conscious that his ministry was temporary. It was a ministry that pointed to someone else. His ministry was not an end in itself. His ministry was to point to Jesus. And yet in the spiritual trauma of loneliness in Herod's prison, doubts began to arise. And the Lord Jesus Christ gently responded to those doubts. Tell John the Baptist that the signs that the Messiah has come are being performed now by me before many witnesses. Jesus didn't answer with a rebuke to John the Baptist. He encouraged his faith. And then we read in Mark chapter 6 about John the Baptist's execution. The fame of Jesus of Nazareth has spread. Word has filtered back to Herod that there's someone called Jesus of Nazareth who's healing the sick, casting out demons, raising even the dead. But Herod has this strange idea. Herod said, this Jesus I'm hearing about performing these miracles, it must be John the Baptist, come back from the dead. We see that in Mark 6, verse 16. When Herod heard of Jesus, he said, this is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised from the dead. Now, why did Herod think that? What was going on in Herod's conscience? Well, this idea that John the Baptist had been raised from the dead, and that's who Jesus was, it was the result of a screaming conscience. The haunting memory of how Herod had executed John the Baptist. And he thought to himself, Jesus must be John the Baptist raised from the dead. God is vindicating John the Baptist. His conscience was screaming at him, that vile, cowardly, sinful act that he had committed in beheading John the Baptist. Severing John the Baptist's head, and then having that head served up on a plate at a drunken feast at the request of a dancer who had performed before the lustful gaze of Herod and his friends. Virtually every major art gallery in Europe has got a picture in it somewhere of this scene, the execution of John the Baptist. Why? Well, we'll come back to that. But what this tells us straight away is that men and women will believe almost anything about Jesus Christ, rather than believe Jesus' own clear claims. Herod was not ignorant of the claims of Jesus Christ. Verse 14 tells us, King Herod heard of Jesus, for his name had become well known.